I can't remember what this toy was called, but I had this very interesting, basically it was like a robot car. You could program in how far forward you wanted to go, and then when it would stop, and after it stopped, if it was going to make a right turn or a left turn, and you could also make it go backwards or in diagonal. And it was very fun. You could set it up in your house or outside and try to program in direction so that it would follow a path. So you could try to make it go from the living room and take a left into the kitchen and stop just before it ran into your mom and back up before she kicked it and yelled at you, or make it turn around in circles. I think it also had some sounds it could make. But it's very interesting to think back that that kind of technology existed, you know, in the late 80s, early 1980s, too. Of course, everybody's favorite when I was a kid and even today are video games. Not only home video games, but the arcade-style games. I was a good kid, but I can remember of the few times that I got in trouble with my dad, it was because I ended up at an arcade and I was playing video games for so long, and I didn't call home and ended up coming home very late, and that was very upsetting to my parents, and they were worried about me. Also, it seemed like the kids in school that were most popular were the kids who had video games at their houses. I didn't have a video game at my house, so I always had to find friends and go over to their house to play.